One of my first sightings of Valerie was probably within a week or two of her disappearance. As we're looking around checking the sheep, but there was this little dog that just popped up, and she was as surprised as we were. She was not having a part of it, she just bolted. I honestly didn't expect to see her again, because we didn't think she'd survive.
It's a rugged place, Kangaroo Island, the North Coast particularly. You know, there's all sorts of things that could have happened. And this is only a little dog, you know, it's a runt of a dog.
And then this photograph appears of a dachshund running across a paddock. And we've looked at that and gone, oh my gosh, that dog is still alive.
People got excited and people got involved.
Valerie!
And suddenly the hunt for Valerie was on.
It's closing in on Valerie, the infamous runaway sausage dog.
New twist in the tale of South Australia's four-legged fugitive.
It's now been nearly 500 days since Georgia and Josh have seen their beloved sausage dog.
There are literally millions of people watching this. If we lose that dog, and we are going to be the laughingstock of the world.
She's now spent more time of her life missing on an island than she has with us.
Valerie.
We just wanted to bring our dog home.
I mean, how hard is it to find a sausage dog? Yeah, I mean, surely we can find a sausage dog.
Have any of you guys seen Valerie?
Come here.
There's quite a few sausage dogs getting around on Kangaroo Island now. Say hello to Dude. Learn some tricks. Good job, Dude.
Dachshunds, they're not a dog that I'm attracted to. I like a bigger dog, really. Dog that can actually do things.
You okay?
The long, long back and long body and the short legs, their proportions don't make sense.
Yeah, I hate using the term cute.
But, yeah, they are really cute.
They're a hunting dog. They're snappy little buggers on a good day.
Winnie,
that's enough. Here's a fun fact. Their feet smell like Doritos, actual. if they were a human, oh, geez, they'd be like me. Bit quirky, bit special.
Well done.
I think you have to have a sausage dog to know what it would be like to lose one.
Go.
Thank you.
I first got Valerie as a present from my parents.
Get out! Get, stop! Come on! Get out! Get out of there! You terror!
I actually wasn't very impressed that they'd got me a puppy dog. But, yeah, I fell in love with her. She went absolutely everywhere with me. Valerie would have been 4 months old when I met Josh.
I never thought in my wildest dreams that I would have a dachshund. I was always kind of a big dog person. But, yeah. Valerie started to become a very, very special part of my life.
What is that?
She slept in bed with us. She was our little princess. So in November of 2023, we went on a family holiday to Kangaroo Island.
And we just thought it would be so much fun to go on a dog-friendly holiday. So, yeah, we decided to take her with us. To Stokes Bay, we set up camp, and then we went to go to the beach. And we took Valerie and she loved the beach. It was a really good morning. So then it gets to the afternoon and so we're like, oh, we just really want to go, kind of go fishing, see if we can catch a fish. But we didn't want to bring Valerie because it was very rocky. So we come back to the campsite. We'd set up her pen, her toys, her water, food, bed, everything like that. We're like, look, this should give us about half an hour.
We could see where we wanted to go fishing. It was probably 200 metres away. We got over there and I reckon it was probably 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Not even. We had been over there and I saw this lady walking towards us and just had that feeling that there's something wrong.
Valerie had been in her pen and then she'd scratched on the edges and she'd gotten out and sat underneath Josh's car. And one of the other campers was concerned that she'd get run over, so they went to try and catch her. And unfortunately, they chased her about 500 metres up into a property and she was last seen going up a hill.
She just kept running. She was like a little jackrabbit just bolting up this hill.
I run the cafe at Stokes Bay. Both of them came in here, Georgia, in tears. Very, very distraught, very, very upset. And you sort of obviously you ask the question, what's going on? And the dog's gone. Dogs run away, they come back. But for some reason, something kept her moving and, well, she didn't come back.
We searched in the property for about an hour and a half. We're exhausted from crying and searching. And that's when we met Joe.
I'm thinking, who the is walking on the property? And they informed me they'd lost their dog. So I thought, oh, what sort of dog have you lost? A dash hound. Dash hound? I offered to take him for a ride in the buggy, see if she was running along the fence line.
We thought she could survive maybe a night or two. But that's about it.
Kangaroo Island Community Facebook page is the quickest, most logical way we could see to get this message out.
And I put a post up saying, you know, our little dog's gone missing, our little black and tan dachshund. If anyone sees anything, please contact. These are our numbers. Here's a photo of her. And then Kangala Wildlife Rescue commented.
I think it was like 2 or 3 days after she first went missing that we got involved. By that stage, we're starting to think, this isn't looking good and it's not going to be as simple as just a lost dog that's gone for a walk.
Jared came to Stokes Bay and we were like, can we just put a trap out? And he explained why that wouldn't work, you know, wildlife would just go in it and we don't actually know where she is.
And I can still remember standing there and there were three eagles up in the sky. And I said to them, I don't know that your dog would have made it past them.
Valerie! Valerie! We did not want to leave that island without our dog. We had a bit of a routine. We'd go around on the gator with Joe. The rest of it would do it all by foot. We would have been walking at least 15, 20 k's a day.
Yeah.
Others, you know, there'd have to be maybe 200 acres here. You know, it's quite hilly. It's thick scrub. It's not nice scrub, it's prickly scrub. Backs onto a national park, this property, so it's quite thick out there.
This place is huge. Like, this
is... This is more than a needle in a haystack.
We spent 5 days, I think, having a look before they decided they had to go back home and leave the dog here.
So we went to where she was last seen. Talking with Jared, they said, you know, try and leave your scent. And then Josh decided he would put his undies there because that was what smelt the most. It would be his undies. And I was like, why? We were saying our goodbyes and knowing that we might not see her, but we needed to continue on with our lives.
Yeah, there was tears when they left. I remember Josh saying that when we find her, we will be back. And I sort of thought, well, yeah, probably won't see you again. Highly doubt it.
I'm a nurse at the Kangaroo Island Health Service. I was at work when my daughter said that there's a missing sausage dog and the owners have left, and went to the boss and said, I'm going to Stokes Bay to look for a sausage dog. And they're like, OK then, you do that. I heard that she'd been seen by a local farmer up near McBride's Road, so it was a fair way up from Stokes Bay. I would park and then walk up and down the road with two dogs and just repeat the process over days. Valerie! Calling out Valerie.
Where is she?
And hoping for the best.
Valerie!
There's a lot of nights where I'd lie there awake thinking poor Valerie would have been freezing at night, cold, wet, scared probably. Kangaroo Island's got some pretty wild weather.
There's all sorts of things, I suppose. Snakes, eagles, farmers. Farmers around here don't appreciate dogs on their property, so they could have shot it. She could have starved because she was a domesticated dog to start with.
Valerie! Valerie!
When we got into that first winter, we thought, nah, there's no way that she's going to survive.
We kind of went through all the 5 stages of grief, not knowing what happened to her, where she was. That really was really, really hard. As time went on, you know, we actually had to get, like, another dog. And then that helped us a lot with the grieving process.
Dorothy, sit. Shake. Down. Down. Good girl.
Valerie had been missing for around 12 months when we moved from Broken Hill to Albury.
We boxed up all of her belongings. And then when we moved, Josh had the box and he said, what do you want me to do with this? And I looked at him and I said, no, like, I'm too attached. Like, there's still a chance she could be out there. There's still a chance we could get her home. I can't get rid of this. Like, we're bringing it with us.
Today at 3:47 marks 1 year since we lost our beautiful Valerie. Not a day goes by that we don't think of her, and we'll always have hope that one day she'll return. Wherever she is, we just wish that she's safe and happy.
On the year anniversary of her disappearance, we got a call from a lady. She said that she'd actually seen Valerie, I think it was 3 times across the year.
There was a few times when we'd see her, honestly. Her little ears are just flapping in the wind. She was glossy. You know, she'd look at us, it was almost like smile at us and mock us and say, you're not going to catch me. I'm having a great time.
Valerie's up there, running. I can barely see her on the thing, but it's Valerie.
We're responsible for quite a large sheep, cattle and cropping enterprise. You know, on occasion, we wouldn't see her for 2 months or 3 months, and then suddenly we'd see her again, and this sort of went on.
She's here. Amazing.
Well, we were concerned for her outcome, but at the end of the day, this little dog was just going too fast.
We always wanted to keep it very low-key. Every man and his dog would have been here had we put a big sign out the front, Valerie here. I contacted Georgia and let her know that we'd seen the dog on our property, but we didn't actually hear from them again. They obviously may have been a bit sceptical.
I'd gone through a lot and I didn't want to get my hopes up just to be shattered and back at square one. It's really hard because I don't know her, she doesn't know me. Could it just be some person playing a sick prank on us kind of thing?
We didn't know about all of these sightings. It wasn't anything that was making it to social media or to our attention. It wasn't until sort of we're into 2025 and then the photograph comes up.
Rob's a very good friend of ours and he came over to help me out with some work. He was out doing some fencing and spotted Valerie.
I was out in the paddock and just noticed the cattle all in the corner facing one direction towards a dam. And I thought, this is a bit strange. What's going on? Something black shot up over the other side and took off. It was very small and I managed to get two photos. So I sent the photo to Sharon. And I think I said, is this Valerie?
Look who that is. Look at her little bum. To know that she was alive and to have proof she was alive, it was pretty good.
But we still weren't sure if we were going to catch her.
No one really knew what to do and how to go about it. So when Jared and Lisa and the Kangala crew come on board and, yeah, we knew she was in good hands.
Lisa's always been an animal rescuer on a small scale. And then in 2019, 2020, the Black Summer bushfires, half of Kangaroo Island was burnt down. So we ended up with literally a couch full of kangaroos.
It was a way for us to do something positive and it just kept growing. I think no animal was ever turned away.
So we actually put a post up on Facebook, the local site, and said, Kangala Wildlife Rescue are going to start an official rescue mission for Valerie.
The idea was just to, you know, find location, attract her there and hopefully catch her.
Yeah.
Sounded simple.
It was really early in the piece when I got a phone call from The Advertiser, which is the local Adelaide newspaper. And literally overnight, for some reason, that story was picked up and that's when the chaos really started.
Well, there's fresh hope this morning for the owners of Valerie.
A sausage dog lost for almost 500 days has been spotted by locals.
This photo taken just over a week ago, proving Valerie might still be out there.
I wasn't really following it until I saw it on the Channel 7 news that Valerie had been spotted on KI, and I'm thinking, bullshit.
I'm lifelong island resident and mayor of Kangaroo Island. I got sick of phone calls. TV stations everywhere wanted to talk about Valerie, and I'm going, well, I don't really know Valerie.
We didn't expect phone calls from the New York Times or people like that. And we had to keep reminding ourselves that she hadn't been caught yet.
When Jared first came out here, we went for a tour around.
Ivan was the one that said, she's moving along this creek line, this valley line. So we decided to set up the trap here in this little bit of an opening. So we had six cameras all up on the posts. And then inside the cage, we had one camera like this, recording 24/7. And then we had two trail cams, which took 5-second videos. And then we got our first sighting of her on the camera.
Valerie had become a wild dog. I thought it was going to be as mad as a snake. I thought it would be just that wild, you'd never rehabilitate it.
We knew that it wasn't going to be easy, and we were very mindful of the psychological side of things and wanting to get this dog switching off of, you know, fight or flight. So the plan was to get her comfortable enough to go into the trap, getting more and more confident, more and more calm when she came in.
We've set up the cage with all the comforts of home for little Valerie and with her toys and teddies and blankets. So we're just doing that and then we're off and hopefully she visits tonight. She was always so alert. Like in my mind, it's not going to be a safe place until she at least sits down in that trap, lies down and just goes, oh, this is a safe area. But, yeah, we didn't see that for a very long time.
They continued to reassure us that they would do everything that they possibly could to bring her home. And at the end of the day, we had to trust what they were saying.
We didn't know how long this was going to take. You know, we thought it would be a week, maybe. But it wasn't.
Why don't they just run in and grab her when she's near the cage?
They think a lot about her transition and her behaviour and how she's going to go, going from being in the wild for a year and a half to coming back into our house.
The pressure of the whole world looking at you, and the worst case scenario was that she vanishes again and nobody ever knows what happened to her.
I sort of kind of had a plan, didn't know if it was going to work, if it was correct.
They said, look, it would be absolutely great if you could send something that has your scent on it and we might be able to put that around to try and trigger her brain. And so I decided to get one of my shirts and go and exercise and run around in it just so that I could get as sweaty as possible and that it could have as much of my scent as possible. It stunk. It was so bad. And then, yeah, mailed that cross to them.
Just got some of her T-shirt, and so we're just going to rub it on the cage. Here we go.
I remember the real turning point was that video that Lisa sent me, and she goes into the trap and she grabs a toy and she shakes it and then she sits down. My heart, oh my gosh, she, you know, like that's her, that's our little girl. She's not some feral wildling, like, she, you know, you're just looking at it and you just think like she wants to come home. Like she remembers it, it's gonna be all right.
So the next problem that we encountered was the sheer number of wildlife that could have set the trap off. What we had to do was get a completely remote way of shutting that trap door from a mobile phone. We ended up raiding the local crash repairers, and we found this. It's actually the motor that drives and the electric windows in a car. So once we installed that, we sat there for night after night and she never came.
We ended up realising how clever she was and that dachshunds are in general. I mean, she knew every time we were down there, she was watching us.
I think we got to day 6. We stayed there till 8:30 in the morning and still no Valerie. So we went home, and then about 12:30, who should mix things up and appear during the day? It's like, you've got to be kidding me. And she was super calm. It was a matter of pressing the button. Did the trap work? Yes, the door released. The dog is in the trap. Thankfully, it only took 6 weeks.
Yeah, she was quite emotional because we just saw that this poor little sweet dog had just been longing for human interaction and attention and cuddles and love and all those things that had been missing. And we could see that she was going to be okay.
What's this? What's this, Anna? Is this yours? Is this yours? He's a good girl. He's a good girl.
I had a call from Lisa. She called me and she said, we've got her. That will go down as one of the best days in my life.
Yeah.
A miniature Dachshund, which survived almost 18 months in the South Australian wilderness, has been captured.
We were blown away by just how good a condition she was in. She had packed on 1.8 kilos of muscle, beautiful white pearly teeth, just a picture of health. So then the conspiracy started.
I have absolutely no doubt that somebody unknown fed this dog for the duration while it was out there. That little dog could not have come out looking so good, so shiny, without somebody providing it with a bit of love, care and attention.
There was no bowl of kibbles for her. There was no bowl of kibbles at all. So, and I know a lot of people thought that, but no.
We are currently in Cygnet River on Kangaroo Island. And we're here to pick up Valerie, our little Dachshund that went missing 18 months ago.
What is she going to look like? Like, is she going to remember me? Like, oh, I'm excited, but I'm a bit nervous.
I think I've been this nervous
in my life. As soon as Valerie went in, she's looked over at Georgia and there was just a slight hesitation. And then all of a sudden you could just see the recognition. She went,
it was like a miracle. It literally was like a miracle.
Hello, you listened? You remember us?
I think so.
We are just so grateful, for everyone and how they treated us and how lovely they were.
Where are you going, Valerie? Going home?
Mummy's not going without you this time. Okay. It was a bit emotional, wasn't it?
They'll be a regular update.
We just fell in love with that little dog.
Bye, Kangaroo Island.
It's just very special to have our family back together again.
It's incredible how many hearts Valerie's story has touched and the impact that she's made.
Oh, you are very cute.
It'll probably be like a movie made out of it or something like that for kids. Valerie, the dog that survives in the scrub.
Everyone likes a feel-good story. And it was a good ending to a good story. Like, who would have thought?
Well, I always just say Dachshund, but...
Dachshund or Dachshund or Dachshund or...
Dachshund.
Yeah.
I ended up settling on Dachshund.
Dachshund.
Dachshund. Yeah, it's a tricky one. Try and spell it.
Sausage dog.
Yeah, how about little sausage dog? You can't get that wrong.
Yeah, our little snaggers.